It's time on a Saturday morning to have a little bit of a wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack.
Hi there, Denny. How are things?
Well, I'm fine. I'm cozy, but I'll tell you, old man Winter has not given up his grip on us, has he?
Isn't that the truth? You know, for a winter that really hasn't been terribly, terribly sub-zero cold, with all the snow and everything, it seems like it's gone on forever. I mean, we have to look to springtime and light things and flowers and all that and hope it's coming. And no, it is, but it's just a matter of time.
Absolutely.
I thought we might talk about today, to give people plenty of time to prep, is what kind of wine you're going to have with your Easter or Passover feast. Most people, for Easter, ham seems to be a very popular item. And ham is kind of difficult to pair wines with. It's salty and smoked, etc. And in my opinion, the one that have done the very, very best of this is the Germans. Riesling is a go-to wine when you have any kind of smoked meat, particularly smoked pork. You want a wine that has high acidity. So a good dry Riesling is really just made to order, in my opinion, for baked ham or roasted ham or even ham that you've cooked. Made to order, in my opinion, for baked ham or roasted ham or even ham that you've cooked out on the grill. They just go so well together. There's two good ones. Big houses all make a straight Riesling, and that's good enough. Usually it's around $12 a bottle or thereabouts. Dr. Lucen, a famous property in the Mosel, Bernkasteler, Dr. Tanish at Bernkasteler makes a wonderful Riesling, Tanish Riesling, which is in that $12, $15 category. Just absolutely delicious. Another one is Dr. Lucen. Dr. Lucen has become famous for his vineyards in Oregon as well as the great vineyards he has in Germany. So Lucen or Tanish would be good Rieslings to look for. And if you're having ham, in my opinion, the marriage is made in heaven. However, there's some other good things that do indeed go with ham. For example, Pinot Gris. Any good Pinot Gris from Oregon would be very, very nice with ham. That smoked flavor is really terrific. I can remember being in Germany years ago, and every time we had any smoked meat or smoked fish, the marriage of wine and that smoky flavor just seemed to be made in heaven. They go so well together. Another good holiday wine just to have around that'll go good with ham also is Prosecco Rosé. There's a good one, Natalie Verga, who's a woman from the foothills of the Piedmont. She's made Prosecco for years and years and years. And Rosé Prosecco is relatively new, about 5 years. They've only allowed rosés to be made and called Prosecco Rosé. That is really a delightful wine. It's good as an aperitif, and it's good take you right through that ham dinner very nicely. Another old favorite of mine that seems to go so well with ham is Tavel Rosé. Tavel is a rosé from the Rhone Valley. It's the only wine they produce in Tavel is rosé. I always call it the rosé for red wine drinkers because it's a big, bold rosé. There's nothing namby-pamby light pink about it. Usually it's a darker color, almost verging on a very light red, almost like a Beaujolais. But that Tavel would be a very well-chosen wine to have with ham. If you're going to have red wine, maybe you ought to look to Spain for Tempranillo. I know that fabulous ham that comes from Spain, which is one of my favorites, Serrano, just delicious. It's so good with a glass of Tempranillo. So you might want to try that. And another red is awfully good as a Pinot Noir, kind of a light one from California would be good if you want to have white wine. But that's with ham. Then, of course, our favorite is lamb. We always have a whole leg of lamb or a crown roast of lamb. And lamb, because it's so robust and depending on how it's cooked, almost goes with everything, particularly with Bordeaux. You know, I say that white Bordeaux cries for lobster, red Bordeaux cries for lamb, in my opinion. They have lamb in Bordeaux that's grazed on the salt flats between Bordeaux and the Atlantic Ocean, and that lamb has a salty, almost saline flavor to it that's so good, and that goes so well with Bordeaux. And having said that, the principal grape type of Bordeaux is Cabernet Sauvignon. So a good Cabernet would be very, very good to have with lamb in the springtime. California Cabernet would be perfect. A good Bordeaux would be something like Chateau Malmaison, or another Bordeaux is that Mélange, a Thousand Angels. It's a wonderful, inexpensive little red wine that would go absolutely perfectly with lamb. You know, also, you have to think about stuff going with potatoes and spring vegetables and things like that. Italian whites, for example, if you're having potatoes au gratin, which is potatoes usually with cheese and little onions and then baked, it's a delicious dish that's really good with lamb for Easter, in my opinion. Italian Verdicchio is an unusual white wine that I think goes particularly well with that. It also goes pretty well with asparagus, which is very hard to pair wine with. Asparagus, because of the high amount of uric acid that's located in asparagus, make it a difficult wine to pair with. So again, a good dry rosé or that Italian white wine Verdicchio would go very well. And that Verdicchio also goes with roasted vegetables, carrots and roasted beets, etc. And as I said, with potatoes, you know, almost anything goes pretty well with potatoes. And I kind of like to have, again, a dry rosé. A Tavel wouldn't be too bad. Wine for Passover, you know, nowadays there's so many good kosher wines. I remember going to Israel about 10 years ago just to look at the wines from Israel. And I was absolutely blown away that so many of these Israeli wines were really top quality. You wouldn't think because of that desert and arid climate, they wouldn't be so hot. But between irrigation and proper vinological technology, they have really brought that around. And Israeli wines are really just terrific. And they shouldn't be just for Jewish Passover. They should be for everybody to enjoy because they really are very, very pleasant. If you want a particularly kosher wine, look for a circle with a U in it or a zero inside a circle. And that usually means that the wine has been declared kosher for Passover. Another wine to have handy with spring coming, we hope, is something a little on the sparkling side. Like I mentioned, that Natalie Verga Prosecco Rosé is a wonderful wine, goes very nicely with anything you're going to have for your springtime feast, whether it be Easter or Passover, or you're just celebrating springtime. These wines are really terrific. You want, I think, a light-bodied white wine, and a good wine to have is, I say this on all the holidays, is a sparkling wine. And Boyot makes a Brut and a Rosé in France. It's made by my good friend Boisse. And the wine itself is just terrific. In my opinion, it is the closest you'll ever get to French champagne without paying champagne prices. You know, champagne is this particular area that is kind of to the east and north a little bit of Paris. And it's very chalky, the soil, and makes a very distinctive wine. Champagne can't be replicated anywhere in the world. However, Boyot comes pretty close to it down in Burgundy, where he makes this Cremant de Bourgogne, or sparkling wine of Bourgogne, called Boyot. And the Brut, which is white and very dry, and the Rosé are both very handy to have around for springtime, because they add instant celebration to whatever you're doing. So many people have asked me, too, They do turkey. Well, again, I'll tell you what I tell you on Thanksgiving. The greatest wine to have with turkey is simply Vouvray. Vouvray is a Chenin Blanc that comes from the Loire Valley in France, and there's so many good ones. It's just incredible. One of my favorites is called Vouvray Voltaire, after the great philosopher, and after a glass or two, you'll philosophize as well. That Vouvray Voltaire is just a delicious wine, and is very, very good, again, with springtime vegetables. It is passable with asparagus. If you're looking for something to have for a Good Friday, when you every Catholic eats nothing but fish, you might want to try a good French Chablis with whatever fish you're serving, whether it be scallops or our own walleye, or you're having something more exotic. Chablis, its crispness and high acidity really make it a very, very good foil to most fish dishes. If you like red, look no further than Morgon Beaujolais. Morgon is one of the communities of Beaujolais. It is a delightful red wine. If you want to have one white wine and you're having ham and lamb, Morgon wouldn't be bad because it goes pretty well with ham, and it is made in heaven almost to have with lamb. But let's not forget, as I said, the rosés. Rosés aren't just for the ladies anymore. They make so many good rosés today. A rosé can be a go-to wine. It's good as an aperitif. It's absolutely terrific with food. Most people don't realize that. For example, we have a Provence rosé called Mado that comes in a wonderful little bottle that you can reuse as a decanter because it has a glass stopper. Mado rosé is absolutely delicious and goes so well with so many springtime dishes. It's just amazing. And, of course, if you're having Italian bread, which is a tradition at Easter, and they have a sweet wine with that, something like a Sauternes makes that wine just jump out. And if you're lucky enough to find an older, sweet German wine like a Birrenauslese where the berries are picked individually, that would go great with that Italian cake. Some people eat roast kid or goat, and it follows the same requirements, I think, as lamb. So you can do that. And if you're having smoked salmon, again, try Chablis with that. As I mentioned, the Chablis goes with almost all fish, but it particularly has an affinity for that smoked salmon. And also, don't forget what we started out saying here, with smoked fish like salmon or trout or whitefish, try a German Riesling with it. You'll be very, very surprised how good it can be. And if you're grilling salmon, try grilling it and then serving it with an Oregon Pinot Noir. They're absolutely terrific. And then, of course, you have all those hard-boiled eggs. And maybe next week we can talk about what you can do with all those hard-boiled eggs, because I always look at that as a bonanza, with all those dyed eggs that have come around when we end up usually with a dozen or so. What do you do with them? There's a ton of things you can do with them, and we'll talk about that next week. But again, to recap, try a Riesling with that ham dinner. Tannisch makes a good one. Dr. Lucen makes a good one. If you're having lamb or something, try a Cabernet or a Bordeaux. Bordeaux Malmaison, a Cabernet Fog Mountain is good. And don't forget, lamb comes so many ways. A crown roast, a rack, a roast, a butterfly leg of lamb, shank of lamb, loin of lamb, etc. And don't forget that with that lamb, Riojas go very well, too. Rioja is the principal red wine of Spain, usually from Tempranillo, and we talked about that at the onset, that Tempranillo isn't too bad with ham either. And then, of course, if you're glazing salmon, try my maple syrup glaze. 3 parts maple syrup to 1 part soy sauce. Marinating that in a couple hours, and whether you're going to cook it on the grill or bake it in the oven, it makes that salmon taste that much better. It really is terrific. And grilled ham is terrific, and bear in mind when you're cooking those hams, those Germans are high acid and go very, very well with things like that. But it depends on the glaze, too, so take that into consideration. So for spring vegetables, au gratin potatoes and all that wonderful stuff, scalloped potatoes, etc., those wine selections that I mentioned are very, very good and very, very easy to follow up on.
Yes, and you can find all what Jack has been talking about at any Haskell's location.
Right. This weekend starts our big kickoff spring sale. And this afternoon at all the Haskell stores between 1 and 4, we have our grand tasting. Many, many wines to taste and feature. And we also, you know, many years ago, I think in 1984, we started the BOGO, and it's become popular all over the country and, for that matter, all over the world. And we started it, and to celebrate doing this for almost 50 years, we have over 150 BOGOs. So that's where you buy one bottle of wine, get the second one at no charge. And Haskell's has been a pioneer in this, as it has in many, many things. So stop in. They'll help you pick a wine that'll make that Easter or Passover dinner very special, and they'll do so without breaking the bank. There's a Haskell's near you. Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior. There's a Haskell's down in Faribault, right off at 35. Our Maple Grove Super Solar is not to be missed. 22,000 square feet of wines from around the world. In downtown Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's in Minnetonka, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury as well. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, Haskell's deliver.
Absolutely right. Jack, let's do this again next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Thanks so much. Jack Farrell from Haskell's.